From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Command says North Korea has been laying new landmines on its side of a border with South Korea. North Korean soldiers have been spotted planting anti-personnel mines on its side of the so-called Bridge of No Return, a river crossing near the border truce village of Panmunjom. The UN command, which oversees the ceasefire that ended the 1950-53 Korean War, condemned the North in a statement released Tuesday, saying the mines seriously jeopardize the safety of people on both sides of the demilitarized zone. The U.S. military says an American soldier died Tuesday as a result of wounds sustained during operations in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Another was wounded and is in stable condition. Six Afghan soldiers were wounded in the operation near Lashkar Gah. The U.S. military has recently deployed about 100 troops to Lashkar Gah to assist Afghan forces in their bid to defend the besieged city. Officials say 2 days of fighting between al-Shabaab militant group and regional forces in southwestern Somalia have left at least 15 people dead. The fighting took place outside Mora Gebi village in the Bakool region. Forces of the Bakool government and surrounding regions have recently stepped up military operations to open roads blocked by al-Shabaab. Nigeria's Air Force on Tuesday claimed to have killed Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau and several other high-ranking members of the group. A spokesman for the Air Force says Shekau was fatally wounded in the shoulder when government planes bombed the Boko Haram jungle stronghold in the Sambisi forest on Friday. Boko Haram has not responded to the claims. This is VOA News. On what is likely his last trip to Nigeria as Secretary of State, John Kerry today told an audience at the palace of the nation's top Muslim leader that extremist groups will only be stopped when governments cut down on corruption and offer opportunities to their young people. Kerry linked the fight against groups such as Boko Haram to Nigeria's long-running struggle to curb the corruption that analysts say keeps most of its 170 million people living in poverty. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has abandoned his call to deport all 11 million illegal immigrants living in the United States. Instead, Trump says he will send convicted criminals to their home countries and handle other immigration residency disputes, much to the way the country does now, but with greater urgency. Trump says he is not flip-flopping on the deportation issue and has not ended his vow to build a wall along the country's southern border. A new NBC News SurveyMonkey poll Tuesday shows Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton with a 50% to 42% lead over Trump, virtually unchanged from her 9-point edge a week ago. U.S. President Barack Obama today visited Louisiana, where floods have ravaged much of the southern part of the state. Storms and floods earlier this month have claimed the lives of at least 13 people. Tens of thousands of people have sought temporary shelter. Mr. Obama will be briefed by federal officials, emergency workers, and state and local politicians. The American Red Cross describes the flooding as the largest natural disaster to hit the United States since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has reaffirmed America's commitment to the NATO defense of Baltic nations against aggression from Russia. Speaking to reporters Tuesday in Riga, Biden said that the U.S. remains committed to the common defense of all NATO alliance members. Sales of new U.S. houses surged to a nearly 9-year high in July. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department says sales were up more than 12% from the previous month and jumped more than 31% from the same time a year ago. The sales data was stronger than most economists had predicted. Experts say low borrowing costs and employment gains are helping sales. A suspected al-Qaeda leader held in Guantanamo Bay has been seen by the public for the first time since 2002. Abu Zubaydah is making a case for his release. Zubaydah was arrested shortly after the 9/11 terrorist attack in 2001. He and his lawyers insist he is not a threat to the United States. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are higher at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.